Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. The influx of large-scale US IPOs is creating new competition for existing public companies. These new companies are competing on three fronts. They compete for capital, they compete for presence in the equity indices, and most importantly, they compete for profit pools. Let's go through each one by one. First, how will public investors make room for these mega IPOs in their portfolios? It's likely that investors will fund the purchase of mega IPOs by selling other liquid large cap names, including the Mag 7. The Mag 7 make up nearly a third of the S&P 500. The trading value of these companies is over $100 billion daily. So to fund $100 billion of IPO volume would require a full day of selling of Mag 7 stocks. If this selling occurs over months, it would not have significant market impact, but it will still likely give rise to some performance drag leading up to the mega IPOs. Second, how will equity indices make room for these large new entrants? Typically, newly public companies aren't added right away. Indices often require a minimum trading history and other proven liquidity and financial criteria. IPOs are then often added during scheduled rebalances that can occur quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. But when IPOs are so large that they compete with the biggest index weights, it becomes a more existential question for the index providers. Will ignoring these new IPOs create new competition between them and the indices? Likely for this reason, NASDAQ has already announced a fast-tracked inclusion. This means that the NASDAQ 100 will add mega IPOs 15 days after the IPO instead of the typical 3 months period. FTSE, CRSP, and MSCI indices similarly include mega IPOs in the 5 to 10 days following the IPO. The key question is if S&P is following suit. The S&P has the largest passive tracking of approximately $8 trillion US dollars, much larger than the $660 billion of the NASDAQ. S&P typically requires 12 months of public trading and 4 consecutive quarters of profitability. It would be a watershed moment for S&P to change its rules, which have been in place for over 20 years. Irrespective of S&P's decision, the index rebalances from NASDAQ, MSCI, FTSE, and CRSP will mean additional selling of index constituents to make room for the newly minted public companies. Press reports have also suggested that as much as 30% of the mega IPOs could go to retail investors. That is much higher than the typical 5 to 10% and could squeeze out institutional investors. We could see a scenario where institutional investors are forced to buy the new public companies in the aftermarket, pushing up prices and requiring even more selling of existing index names. The bottom line? Retail, active and passive institutional investors will likely fund the mega IPOs by selling stocks with the largest index weights. Third and last, how will these IPO companies turn a profit, especially those in the AI space? The answer? In the short term, likely from digital profit pools, the $700 billion of digital advertising revenue and the $300 billion of software revenue. With more and more users spending time on chatbots, it's only a matter of time before advertising and software integrations follow. These three factors all point to the same conclusion. It is time to diversify away from the largest index weights and to pivot from soft assets to physical assets that are less likely to be subject to intense competition from AI. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.